It's Afternoon Gems here on 103.7. To be in the studio, Dr. Pam Smith here from the Muskegon Heights Optimist Club, stopping by to spread some love and joy. How you doing?
I'm doing well, PA. Thanks for having me.
All right. So what brings you to the radio station today?
Well, we're here on the behalf of Muskegon Heights Optimist Club and President, I am very happy to bring you a check for $1,230 to support the kids going to Africa this summer.
Look at that, y'all.
Yes.
Let me see that check. right there. One, two, three, zero. Thank you so much. And I know this is a big contribution, and I know y'all went above and beyond to accommodate us, to help us out. Talk about everything y'all had to do.
Well, we have supported this effort for a number of years. We believe in the effort. The vision of Muskegon Heights Optimus is, or the mission, is to bring the best out of our youth in our communities. And we specifically support the students that come through Muskegon Heights High School. So it's a no-brainer to support these youth, and because we know that this will contribute to their success in the future and their long-term goals.
Wow. You know, they just got they did the yellow fever vaccine today. So they excited, and everybody's gotten their passports now. The tickets are bought. It's just, this whole excitement is just building up. They're graduating today, this afternoon. So it was with a few of them not too long ago. So this is just add to the love and joy we've been getting from the community. It's our idea, but we could not do this without people like Muskegon Heights Optimist Club, Well Chemical, Community Foundation, United Way. It's just so many people are contributing.
Sure.
And I know that you went above and beyond calling people and getting them to make their donations. Cannot thank you enough.
Well, on behalf of our club members, it's an easy sell, first of all. So what we did was we set up a match. And so our members contributed out of pocket, and then whatever they contributed, then the club matched what they contributed.
Wow.
So we were excited to do it, and it means a lot because we know that this will be a seminal moment in many of these young people's lives. This will be something they will remember for a lifetime. And guess what? Those passports last for 10 years, you know? So they have an opportunity to get a lot more stamps in the passports.
Yes, and they're excited. First time on an airplane, first time doing passport application, the whole vaccine thing where they're doing work now without their parents. Like, oh my God, I'm filling this out without my parents. Yeah, you're 17. Now, and they're going to be 18.
Right.
Some of them going to be 18 this month. Two of them will be 18 on this month. And so this whole experience has been an eye-opening experience for these kids. And you're right, they're not going to forget this. So,
and how many students are traveling this summer?
Total seven kids, four from Muskegon Heights High.
That's exciting.
Yeah, very exciting. Talk about what the Optimist Club has coming up.
As I said before, the Optimist, we're very excited. We will have, we'll be partnering with the Lake Hawks Foundation to support a party in the park this summer on August 2nd. So we'll be looking to get a lot of our listeners to come out for that. You know how big party in the park can be.
Yes.
So we have that coming up. We also will be doing a popcorn fundraiser. Because as you know, as we take funds out of our treasure,
you got to replenish, right?
We got to replenish. So we'll be doing that. And we're always looking to partner with other organizations to introduce programs that support our youth. And we will continue that into the fall of the year as well. So we're always doing something. We completed a program last year at Martin Luther King School where we provided yoga and music to help students to calm down. Yoga, health, and art to help students to calm themselves and use their talents to focus and help with their other studies.
Right.
And that ran for 2 years. So we did that during the pandemic. So the Optimists are always out there doing things quietly.
Wow.
And
who can join the Optimist Club?
You can be a member of the Optimist if you are an educator, an administrator, or someone who just works with youth groups and you're very committed to youth. We particularly our goal is to serve the youth of Muskegon Heights, but we serve all youth in the community.
Right.
So it's about supporting our youth. It's about getting them through and helping them to meet their educational goals.
Well, I don't know if you have the current membership roll there, if you want to announce some of the names of people who contributed.
Some of the people that contributed to the to this particular effort was Willie Miner, our treasurer, Thomas Smith, owner of Urban Apparel. Joanne Butts, Joanne is very active locally.
Yes.
Esther Moody.
All right.
Ron
Jenkins.
Jenkins.
Okay.
Yes. And Eric Hood.
All right.
And gosh, I'm just there's so many of us. So those are some of our board members that contributed. So yes, we, like I said, it wasn't a hard sell at all. And myself, I contributed it, of course. There's some others.
Probably some other names. I know. I put you on the spot, but we know there's other names.
I didn't bring the list with me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but I just wanted to let people know that some of these
Lauren Meldrum is another that comes to mind.
Wow.
She formerly worked for Health West.
Wow.
And
thanks to everyone who contributed. Anything else you want to share before we go?
We just continue to, when you see the Optimists out and about, please support us. We're supporting other activities in the community. Last year, we supported it, the graduating class of Muskegon Heights, when they had the coming out event with the dinner and everything.
Right.
And so we're always out to anything that we can do to support. We took a group of students to a Whitecaps game last summer.
That's good.
That was a real event. Some of them had never been. We had a fancy bus and with Wi-Fi on it and everything, and they had a chance to go to a baseball game. So wherever we can support our youth, and some people may remember, we formerly had and will be reintroducing the Student of the Month program.
Good.
At Muskegon Heights. We haven't had it since the pandemic, but that was always successful. Many young people came through that program, and where we invite them to Pizza Ranch and we recognize them for their good grades from first grade all the way up through seniors.
Right.
And parents would come with them. So that's one of our template programs that we are known for.
All right, Dr. Pam Smith dropping off this big check from Muskegon Heights Optimist Club family. $1,230, a huge contribution to the Kids Free Trip to Africa program. We're over the halfway mark. We're like 75% now. We're coasting on our way there.
Fantastic.
Yes,
that
yes,
is great.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much. Thank you to Thomas. I pitched the idea to him, and he took the ball and rolled on Thomas Smith at Urban Apparel. And thanks to you, Dr. Smith. Thanks to all the board members and contributors for this donation. Get ready to go back to more music. It's Afternoon Jams.